Today's Shir Mishaburi Yomi is Simon Samach Beis. We're up to Siv Beis. Yachal Likraisa. You could read Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon in any language. V'yizayer Medivrei Shibush Sheba Osa Lashon. But even in the other languages, you have to be worried about butchering, messing up in that language. V'yidakdek Bo Kemo B'lashon HaKodesh. And you have to be careful in that Lashon, like you are in Lashon HaKodesh, to go ahead and make sure that you say it in a way, the same way in Lashon HaKodesh, you have to be careful to pronounce it so that the meaning makes sense and that you don't swallow up words and things like that. So too, you have to do the same thing in other languages. Sif Katon Gimel B'chol Lashon V'dafka Shemevin Be'oso Alashon. He says here that when we talk about other languages, so in other languages, one has to understand that language. V'hu adin b'tfila u'birkas hamazon u'v'kiddush u'birkas hamitzvus v'haperos v'halel. He says the same thing when it comes to tfila, birkas hamazon, kiddush, and birkas hamitzvos, and birkas haperos, which is birkas hanenin. And when you're saying halel, okay, you could say it b'chol lashon, but you have to understand the language that you are saying it in, if it's a different language. Aval mitzvah min amufchar hu davka b'lashon hakodesh. However, the preferred lashon is lashon hakodesh, and in fact, the Ber Halacha later on explains this a little better. There's a Ber Halacha later in Simen Kuf Aleph. He explains how tefillah in Lashon HaKodesh, there are skulos, there are many segulos that are associated with using Lashon HaKodesh. It's the Lashon of HaKodesh Baruch Hu that he used to speak to the Nevi'im in, and it's the same Lashon that the world was created with. So it's very special. And that's the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Kein Kasav HaBach and Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, continue Gnish Mishter Brua. Vayem B'Sefer Achronim, to be a menu, that nowadays, af mitzad adin. The Achronim actually write that today, even mitzad adin, yesh li zayar, shelo lekrosa b'lashon acher. The Achronim are very concerned with saying any of these things in a different language. Ki im b'lashon hakodesh, except for b'lashon hakodesh. Why? For a totally different reason. Ki yesh kama v'kama tevos, there are certain words, she'ein anu yodim eich latika meitev. There are certain words we don't know really how to say them in another language. Kagon, like tevas v'shinantem, for example. We say v'shinantem levanecha. So the word v'shinantem, yesh bo kama be'urim. It has numerous meanings. Echad lashon limud, one meaning of v'shinantem is limud, learning, teaching Torah, learning Torah. V'echad lashon chidud. So one is learning, and the other one is that your learning should be one of chidud. What is chidud? Kemosha amru chazal, like Chazal say, we had this in Kiddushin that we're learning this year in the Bekiyas. Sheyuhu divrei Torah mechudatin beficha. Torah should be, what is chidud? Torah should be nice and sharp and clear in your mouth. Shemishalcha adam davar. If someone asks you anything in Torah, al tegamgem v'tomerlo. You should not be hesitant and stutter and say it in a unclear way. Rather, you should be able to clearly and quickly and precisely tell over the Torah when someone comes and asks you a question, meaning you should have your Torah down nice and clear. V'chein kama v'kama, so that's what chidud means, that's what shinante means, not just learning, it's also a lashon of chidud, the way you learn and understand your Torah. V'chein kama v'kama tevo sheba kriyashma. And so too, many other words in kriyashma, she'ein anu yodin, we don't know, heitev beyuro al lashon acher. Besides the fact that some words have multiple meanings, there are certain words we don't even know so well the meaning of the word. For example, kagon tevas es, when we say, anytime the Hebrew uses the word es, Aleph Tuf. It's not really a word that's translated. You could say ve without the S or S. Just say ve. What's S? And ve also is and. So what's S? The Sevas Litotafos. And the word Totafos, right? The Chadoma. Right? We know it refers to the Tefillin of the Rosh, but like, how do you really translate Totafos? Aval Kisha'anu Korin Shema B'Lashon Kodesh. However, when you read Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, V'chein, and same thing with Tfila, Birkas HaMazon, and Kiddush, and Shar Brachos, and other Brachos, Afilu Limeino, maybe not Lashon. You are Yotze. Even if he doesn't know the Lashon in Lashon HaKodesh, he's Yotze, and Ze'eno Matsu Yishaben Yisrael Lo Yeda Be'er HaPasek Rishon Shebekri Yishma Sha'akabana Balei Kuva. Because no one, there's no Ben Yisrael that doesn't at least know the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, because that's the only pasuk that really you need to know what every word means. That's li'ikuva, that if you don't know what that, those words mean, you're not going to be yotzei. U'kamosha kasu b'simen samach gimel sivdalik. I'm going to see in simen samach gimel sivdalik that's that first pasuk. Everyone has to understand what it means, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokei Hashem Echad, but they do know that, and the rest of Kriya Shema, obviously it's ideal to know what all the words mean, but you'll be Yotze, even if you don't know what the words mean, in the rest of Kriya Shema. We continue now, Sif Gimel. Tzarech Lashmiya La'azno, Ma Shemotzi B'Piv. One other thing before we go on, the Bar Halacha points out that when it comes also to other languages, this happens to be a whole machlokes, but he points out that we seem to hold that in other languages would only be good if it's the language that is a meaningful language for that area, for that community that you live in. But if it's a stam, you have your own language, but the rest of the people in that community, in the Medina, don't speak that language, that might be problematic as well. If you're speaking other languages, it has to be the language of the Medina. Let's move on. Sif Gimel. Sarech Lashmiya La'azno Masha Motzi Bipiv. A person has to go ahead and hear that which he is saying when he says Kriyashma. Vimloishmiya La'azno. But if he doesn't hear what he says, he will still be Yote Kriyashma. So Lechatchila, person should hear the words that he's saying in Kriya Shema, but if he doesn't hear it, he's Yotze, Uvavach Yotze B'Svasav, as long as he is saying the words with his lips. Now what does this mean, Uvavad Sheyotze B'Svasav? So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, we'll go a little backwards here. First look at Vav, Uvavad Sheyotze B'Svasav. So it seems to be excluding what's called hearer. Alim hearer Belibo Lo Yatza. But if you go ahead and you just think Kriya Shema in your heart, you will not be Yotze. Dekai Malan, because we hold Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. The Hirur, thinking about Torah, thinking about Shema, is not like saying Shema, and therefore you will not be Yotze. Vayem Be'er Halacha, check out the Be'er Halacha. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, okay, but what if you verbalize with your lips the words, but nothing comes out at all? In other words, there's three levels here. There's the level of, really four levels. There's not forming the words with your lips at all. That's for sure hearer. You have the other extreme, which is the ideal, where you could hear what you're saying. And then you have two middle stages, where you're saying it, but you don't hear it fully, but you're actually vocalizing it, and sound is coming out, but you just don't hear it. And then there is where you're expressing it with your lips, but no sound is even coming out. So that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that is, again, it's not the way you're supposed to do it, l'chadchila, but it is considered better than hearer. That is considered, according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Yotzi B'Svasav, and you would be Yotze B'Di'evit. But obviously, ideally, you should say it in a way that you can hear it, and that is the L'Chadchila way to do it. In fact, let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Dalet, Tzarech, Lashmi Al Azno. You have to hear it. So first, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach, which says Midrabanan. Midrabanan, you have to hear what you are saying when you say Shema. However, the Das of the Ravid, Huva B'chidishay HaRajba, is to whom Midoraisa Lechadchila. That this is actually one of the examples of a Deoraisa Lechadchila. Usually Lechadchila is Adrabanan. And the fact that Yotze means that Minatora, it's okay. Here, these Rishonim hold that it's actually Midoraisa. There's a concept of a Deoraisa Lechadchila based on Exeris HaKosov, that Lechadchila, you should hear what you are saying when you say the Kriyashma. There's actually a Machlokes also within this, whether or not this is Dafka Kriyashma or in other places as well, this Deoraisa Lechadchila. Then we move on, Sifkatan Hey, Lahashmiya Laazno, that a person has to, again, as we said, has to make sure to hear what he's saying in Kriyashma, Lahashmiya Laazno, the Kriyashma, in Kriyashma, Vuhu Adin, as we said before, Bibirko Seha. Right, this is in Kriyashma, as well as in the Brachos. Okay, and also, the Achronim point out that even Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, which you're supposed to say the Lachash quietly, you should say it at least loud enough that you could hear your whisper, because you have to be Mashmiya Le'azno. Okay? Meaning, say it, the Kafachayim says, say it, you can hear it, but not as loud as you say the rest of Kriyashma. Sif Dal, we go back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Im Machmas Choli, O Ones, Acher, Kara Kriyashma Belibo Yatza. He says here that if, because you're sick, or some other Ones prevented you from saying Kriyashma, and saying the Kriyashma, okay, verbalizing the Kriyashma, and you said it in your heart, you will be Yotze. You will be Yotze. Now, what does this mean, you will be Yotze? Here is a very important Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin Yatza. What does it mean that if you're sick or there's some other onus and you say it in your heart and as Hirhur, you'll be Yotze? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah, we said before, Paskin, like the Shita, that Hirhur is not Kedibur. So how could you be Yotze? Just because it's a Choli or an Ones, how could you be Yotze? So that's why the Mishnah Berurah goes here with the Shita, Hai Yatza Lo Legamre Kamar. When it says Yatza, it doesn't mean you're really Yotze Legamre, you're totally Yotze. Why? Da Kaimelon Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. Can't be that you're really Yotze, because we Paskin Hirur is not Kedibur. Ela Rotzolomar, so what does it mean you're Yotze? The Al Kolponim Bisha She'eno Yachol Lidaber Yaharer Kriyashma Belibo. What it means is that in a case where you can't say the Kriyashma, you have to think it in your heart. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yikvalo Schar V'zeh, and Hashem will give you Schar because you're thinking about it in your heart. Aval Be'etzem, this is the Mishnah Berurah Shita here, Be'etzem Eino Yotzei V'zeh, but really, you're not really Yotzei with Kriyashma, because here is Lav Kedibur Dami. Al Kain, therefore, in such a scenario, kishi yistale ka'ones, if it's a situation where the ones is removed, or let's say you were sick and now you can go ahead and actually verbalize it, imadayin lo avar zman kriyashma, if the zman of kriyashma did not pass, mechuyav lachzor vilakrosa, you would be obligated, according to the Mishnah Berurah, understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, to once again go ahead and read the Kriyashma. This is, he says, the Askamas Rov Achronim. This is the approach of Rov Achronim in the Shulchan Aruch. Vayim beber alacha. And check out the Ber Alacha, he says. So it comes out that it's not really Yotze, because here Lav Kedibur Dami, and if you had to do it in your heart, if you have the opportunity before the Sof Zman Kriyashma to actually say the words, you should go ahead and do that. Now you should know there's a shaila in the Poskim. What about if you're in a place where there's a lot of noise? Do you have to lechatchila say the Kriyashma louder so that you could hear it, or is that really just a shear, there's a lumdus here, that's just the shear of how loud you should have to say it, but you don't have to actually hear it. Meaning, normally if there was no noise, you would be able to hear it, and that would be good enough because that's the shear in which and how loud you have to say it. Or is the pshat that you mamish lechatchila have to hear it in your ears, and then let's say on Yom Kippur at night when everyone else is saying it very loud, you have to also say it very loud so that you could hear your own voice lechatchila. So this is a seems to be a shaila in the poskim. Okay, let's move on. Ayin Dirshu, he discusses it. See number 8 in Dirshu. Not number 6, sorry, number 6 in Dirshu. Let's move on. Let's continue on the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'af l'chadchila yasekein. Even l'chadchila, sometimes you should do this and do it behirur. For example, inu b'makayim she'enu naki l'gamre. For an example, let's say you have a situation where it's not naki l'gamre, v'ena yochol l'nakoso mishum ones, and you can't go ahead and clean the area, or you can't make the area appropriate to be able to say the words, but it's a place where you're allowed to be baharer, so then yaharer belibo. Uvelvad, however, it can't be shelo yeh b'makoyim metunof legamre, but it has to be one of these in-between places that's not totally metunof, totally dirty or inappropriate to even have hear her, because there would be asur laharer b'divrei Torah b'makom matinofes. You would not be able to even do hear her of divrei Torah in such a place that's dirty and inappropriate for such machshava. The area that they talk about is something we had earlier. There is three, if you remember, there were three parts to the Beis HaMerchatz. There's the outer chamber, the middle chamber, and the inner chamber. So the inner chamber was a place where it's like metunof legamre, and you can't, and people are undressed totally all the time, so you would not be able to even have hear her there. Then you have the Beis Chitzon, which is totally okay, where people are totally dressed, and there you would be able to even say the Kriya Shema. Then there's the middle part where you can have hear her, but not dibur. And that would be what he's talking about. Lechatchila im hu b'makom she'eno naki legamre ve'eina yachol enakos. That's where mishum ones yahara belibo. That's where you would be able to be maharer belibo. A halachic area like this might actually be the mikvah, where people, the waiting room in the mikvah, not the actual place we actually dip in. Anyway, let's look at the Mishnah Brura, because the Mishnah Brura has a much more practical halacha l'maisa scenario. So look what he says here: Sif katan ches v'af lechat chila. So what he says: Kasa v'taz. Taz writes: Mizeh yesh lomod. From here we should learn: B'mi shetzama balayla b'mi taso. Here's a very practical example that the Taz says is okay, and the other Achronim, it sounds like the Mishnah Brura himself, has difficult with. Mizeh yesh lomod b'mi shetzama balayla mitaso. You have a person who is thirsty at night in his bed. She'ev shalo litol yadav ulevarech. This person cannot wash his hands. He's in a scenario where he can't wash his hands and make a bracha, and he's very thirsty. Yahara rabracha belibo, he can go ahead and have hirur of the bracha in his heart and drink. Wow. Big kula of the Taz, because the Taz seems to hold that mamish hirur would be good, mamish b'dieved, in such a scenario to be able to drink. So that could actually be yoytze the bracha for be able to drink. However, the Sefer Mati Yehuda cholik alav. However, the Sefer of Mata Yehuda actually is cholik, and he writes, "Dahare efshalo." What's he saying? He's saying, "How can the Taz say this? Dahare efshalo lamo. Let him get up. Velitol yada. Number one, let him get up and wash his hands. Vein doma lecholev ula ones. You can't compare it to a chol and ones who has no choice. He's putter, and a chol and ones is putter. He's an ones. The ain't done in Efsha, Misha Yefsha. You can't learn a case to a case where it's possible from a case where it's impossible. Vafilim ain't lo mayim ala natila. And even if he has no water to wash his hands, Vashasiya, okay? Oh, right? You know, let's say he doesn't have enough water to wash his hands and to drink, and he really has to drink because he's so thirsty. Oshakashalo lamo neakor, or it's so cold he can't get up to go wash his hands. We know that a person, in order to say brachos, all he has to do, right, is not, we're not talking about ruach ra here, all he has to do to say brachos is to rub his hands bakotel on the wall, or b'chol midim anki, or anything that he can rub his hands on to clean his hands, because all you need is nekiyas yadayim in order to say the bracha, v'zemahani, and this works, afilu kishayodeya bevadai, and this works even if you know that for sure naga b'yadav, even if you know for sure that your hands touched b'makom machusim, even if you know that your hands at night touched up your private areas and things like that, ukedulel, like we said earlier in Siman Dalet Sifchav Beis v'chav Gimel. So we know that we said there that if a person doesn't have water and he wants to make a bracha or learn Torah, the Pri Megadim and the Gra, right, say that it's enough to go ahead. And this is there in Sif Katan Samech Aleph there, in Sif Chav Beis and Chav Gimel in Siman Dalet, right? So they say that you could go ahead and do it, and even if you're sleeping, totally arum, totally undressed, and mistama, your hands are dirty. And they say it's only to get rid of the ruach ra that you need mayim. And okay. Okay, that's that. Now, we move on. So finally, you have Sifkat and Tess, where going on the Ramah, where the Ramah said that if it was a place that was Matunaf Lagamre, you can't even have Hirhur. So for example, if you're in a, the inside of, let's say, a bathhouse, Mamash, inner room, where everyone's undressed. Okay? So, what do you do with such a situation? Look at Mishnah Berurah. You have to be careful there, the Ramah said, not to even do Hirhur. In my makom, he says, "Hu matuna flagamre." If it's matuna flagamre, so lo yahara nusach kriyashma or bracha. So bottom line, you can't do the hearer of the nusach of kriyashma or bracha. You can't even have a hearer of the nusach of kriyashma and the bracha. In fact, later in tefillah, the Beralacha later on in Siman Ayin Vav says that even for tefillah in such an area, you should not daven at all b'makom matunaf, because you're going to be over in Issa Daraisa. So what should you do then? So the Mishnah Berurah continues here. Rak yachshov belibo, you should think in your heart, shemachuyev, that you are obligated to say Kriya Shema, and since you have no choice, for whatever reason you're stuck there, the ena yachol l'kayim, and for whatever reason you're in this place and you're in this situation, and you can't do it, you can't be mekayim it, v'yitztayer al zeh, and you are mitztayer that you can't go ahead and even be maharer the Kriya Shema and the Bracha. V'Hashem, you should say, Yira, Levav, Litein Lo, you should look at his heart to see that he really wants to do it, and you should give him the Schar of the Machshava, Kevan Shu Anus. You should give him the Schar of the Machshava, since he is Anus. He's in a place, let's say, that's, full of excrement, and he can't get out. Or he's in a place where he's locked in a, inner room of a bathhouse. Okay, whatever that situation is, and he can't get out of that place, he's locked in a bathroom, for example, you can't even have here a real bathroom, so nothing you can do. V'nira pashut, da'ashoisin, now he says, look at this, Mr. Bruce says an unbelievable thing here, it's pashut to him, da'ashoisin bebeis hamerchatz, shalo kedin oisin, people that drink in a bathhouse, it's not kedin, because there in the bathhouse itself, as we just said, you can't have even hirer. Ve'eno onus l'shtiyazu, and he's not onus for this drink. He's not a person who takes a drink there. He's not a person who is an onus that he has to drink because he's going to dehydrate. Ve'en l'kaman simen peidal mashetar sham v'shem prima gadim b'inze. And says, look what we say later on, according to the prima gadim, regarding this issue. He's referring to the following. Later on, he quotes the Prima Gadim, later on, discusses someone who wants to go ahead and drink. So, in a bathhouse, so what he should do is he should go to the Beis Hachitzon, and, or in the middle room, where, and assuming there's no one there that is undressed. Or, he says, go into the Beis HaTfila, inside the water, all the way up to his head, cover his head, and say the bracha, and then drink a little bit. And that would help, assuming it's all considered one bias, one room, so you don't have a problem of Shini HaMakom. But if it's a problem of Shini HaMakom, where you're changing places, then it wouldn't even be good for the bracha. Sif Hey, Tzarach Shliach Tzibur Lashmiya Kolo B'Shma Yisrael, Kedei Sheyishmu Akol V'Yamlichu Shem Shemayim V'Yachad. The Shliach Tzibur should go ahead and raise his voice when he says the Shema, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, so that the whole Kol will together be Mamlich and say out loud that Hashem is the Melech, and Mekabel Olam HaShamayim, be Yachad together. Adkan.